1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 369. Sketch 226. Back on the horse.
So this one will require four of us. I hope I've remembered that correctly. I will be the presenter. I feel like I should do the most as I chose it. Laura, we don't have you doing stage directions very often, so you can be stage directions unless there's a woman. There's a woman. Okay, you can be Gladys.
And this is how they take it away from you listeners. You get offered an opportunity, and then because you're a woman, it's taken away from you.
They always say that, don't you? When you're a woman, you get far, far too many job offers. That's famous. It's because there's like that tissue paper ceiling, isn't there?
Offered me a job and then took it away and offered me what could be a better or a lesser job.
Because you've got a named part, man. This is it. You've got a speaking part. Yeah, Alistair can do stage directions then. And that leaves Dan to be Tom. Pretty sure Tom's a bumpkin, Dan. So looking forward to your accent.
You're West Country.
Well, that's very
West Country.
Well, that's quite good,
West Country.
That's quite northern. Well,
it wasn't very West Country, but it was quite nice. No.
The toy maker,
that's Mama said.
Well, that's very simple. Okay, I've got it.
Thank you, Jasper. Well, I'm here in Biggleswick in good old Norfolk. It's only a tiny village, but ever since the Olympics, they've been bitten by the sports bug like no other place in the country, I'll wager. I'm certainly knee-deep in it.
Pull back to reveal the presenter knee-deep in a sheep dip or similar, wearing waders. They shrug and grin. Cuts to presenter, now in a field against the gate with Tom.
I have with me here Tom Balderton, chair of the local Sport and Fitness Society. Tom, tell us about the aims of the society.
Well, that's very simple. Everyone in the village loves sport. In fact, I'd wager that ever since the Olympics, we've been bitten by the sports bug like no other place in the country.
Really?
Oh, yes. See, we've been cock-a-hoop about them Olympic sports, and we've been indulging in them right here on my farm. The whole village gets involved. It's good fun. Good for the body, good for the soul, and good for the health, and good fun.
Wonderful. So what sports do you do here?
All of them. Oh, now here comes Gladys. She's our gymnastics expert.
Hi, Tom. Hi, presenter.
Ah, oh, Gladys. Tom here tells me you like gymnastics.
Oh, yes, right enough. Ever since the Olympics, I've been bitten by...
Yeah, yes, yes, good. So, will you show us some?
I'd be honoured.
Gladys exits. A second or two later, we see her re-enter in the middle of the field behind them. She runs across the screen and does a perfect vault over the back of a stationary cow, who moos loudly.
I say, that's a novel way of going about things, Tom.
Yep. Being as we're a small village, we don't have the opportunity to use posh gyms and leisure centres, so we improvise. That's what I call French gymnastics.
French gymnastics?
Arr, because you don't know whether it's beef or a horse.
Wonderful. So, is it just gymnastics you do on the farm?
Of course not. Remember that bug? I was telling you about how he was bitten by the bug more than...
Yes, of course.
So volleyball is popular with the young'uns. Turn around, why don't you?
Tom turns around and the camera pans to see some bumpkins playing volleyball with a stationary cow as the net. The cow moos. Pans back.
Remarkable. Well, that's what I call using your ingenuity. Jasper, it's back to you in the studio.
Wait! Don't you want to see our archery champion?
Off screen, we hear the twang of an arrow, a thud, a loud, agonised moo, a tiny pause, and a loud thump. The presenter and Tom wince.
Fancy a steak.
Sorry, I should have done a West Country accent. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, well, what we should actually have done is Norfolk accents, which is not in the West Country.
They are effectively the same for all sense and purposes.
Do you want me to do the lines in a West Country accent?
No.
Okay.
You'd have to be bloody.
It'd be
tough to make the effort of editing them in.
You'll never know.
I'm happy to be in ignorance. She could have been visiting from the East Country or something. Fine. I don't know. That's fine.
The East Country.
I wasn't processing.
That's Norfolk, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you pick that, Rich?
Because I'm just going through all the visual ones so that we can spunk them away on this and not waste something show-worthy on this barely listened to crap. Slightly more offensive justification. And that was just, I'm just doing it in alphabetical order, pretty much. But I don't mind it, actually. I don't think it's that bad a sketch. I don't know who wrote it originally. I want to say Simon.
No.
I mean, all we know is it's too early for Vince, because Vince has been getting very upset about us crediting him with sketches he didn't write and taking away credits of things he did write, and he's not here to defend himself. However, I've just opened number one, and it's definitely Simon.
Oh, fair enough.
There can be no doubt for a second that this is Simon.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.